Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
Wait, what? You know what? I never get tired of that. Donald Trump said you are fake news. And we're about to find out just how fake they are, ladies and gentlemen, as we always do in Kevin's Corner. I can't tolerate that mess. I don't even like hanging around folks that are fake. You ever been around somebody who you can just tell everything about them is fake? I mean, the way they talk, the way they try to fit in, all the stories that they tell you, like, come on, you're trying to match me pound for pound with your adventure and all of that mess, or your issue. You know what, man? I mean, that ain't nothing. Guess what happened to me? I mean, is this anything you can do? I can do better. I can do anything better than you. We're not playing that game. How about you just be real? But I can see through you. There's a lot of fake people out there. You got Chameleon Kamala Harris. I don't even see how anybody could not see through that fakeness. I wonder if her husband knows that she's fake like that. I mean, did he get the real Chameleon? I mean, I'm questioning that stuff. When you look at all the Democrats, you don't know what you're getting, really. You really don't know what you're getting. It's like truly a box of chocolates. Who knows the real Nancy Pelosi? I mean, who knows the real Chucky Schumer? Who knows the real Mad Max? Nobody. I wonder if they know themselves. I wonder if Nancy Pelosi knows that she's Beelzebub manifested in the flesh. I wonder if she knows that. Or is she walking around thinking she's just nasty, which she is nasty, but you know what it is. Anyway, so welcome to Kevin's Corner, where I try to have a little fun, some good times and stuff while we're talking about this nonsense, and then see if we can make some sense out of this. So if you ain't got nothing to do for the next 2 hours or so, kick it with me. But as you're kicking it, hit that like button. Also, don't forget, if you call in, let's make it brief. Let's make it quick. Get to the point, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Starting off with an announcement from the man who y'all just heard say, you are fake news. This came hot in off the press. I had all my clips organized, ready to go. And then I pulled up that clip and I said, wait just the minute. Hit those brakes. Let's see what President Trump has to say.
I just want to say that I stand before you this morning to announce a very important and very beautiful, I think, development for our freedom and our freedom of speech.
Oh, freedom. I like that.
And that goes to all Americans. Today, in conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing... as the lead class representative,
okay.
A major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter.
Wait a minute, y'all. Here's Verado. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear that? They forming themselves a class action suit. How can I get in on it? I want in on this. I'm about tired of YouTube playing games with me. Let's see who all's involved. Let's see.
As well as their CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, and Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
Three real nice guys.
Get Jack in the box out of here.
We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies, illegal, shameful censorship of the American people, and that's exactly what they are doing.
I agree.
We're demanding an end to the thing banishing and canceling that you know so well.
It's getting saucy, y'all. It's getting real saucy. This is why they have never gave up the campaign against Trump, even after the office, because they know by constantly attacking him, they can try to just bog him down with stuff and kind of throw a water on his fire, because everybody still rallies around him. They know he's still working on behalf of the people, and they know that the people has his back. So they cannot really let up on Trump. That's why you got all these silly lawsuits going on up in New York, all of the silly mess, constant attacks on Trump, trying to look into all that other garbage. Oh, we want to find out what happened on the 6th, like they don't know, because they know it's things like this that impede their progress of world domination. Okay, so now class action suit coming. Now, granted, we don't know what's going to become of it. I know in some cases class action suits allow anyone who feels like they've been a victim of a particular organization to get involved in that as well. Now, if that's the case with this one, I'm calling Legal Shield tomorrow and saying, can I get in on this one? Because I got evidence all through my emails that YouTube been doing the same thing to me. So let's find out a little bit more before we go on to the next story.
Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and it's completely un-American. We all know that. We all know that very, very well. Our filing also seeks injunctive relief to allow prompt. restoration. And
so we should get restitution for their prostitution, because they're getting prostituted by the Democrats and the globalists and all of that stuff. So my question is, where's my restitution? All of those commercials that magically just was not suitable for advertisement during my videos. And I'm thinking to myself, says who? Did you call up Coca-Cola and say, excuse me, before we put your commercial on Kevin's Corner video, you mind reviewing it and telling us if it's okay for you to do? No, they're making that choice off of whatever rubric they got set up. The reason my channel has decreased in years, actually it fell off in like months, just stopped completely, hit the brick wall, boom, nothing, no more forward progress. All of these anomalies just seem to always happen to us conservatives, which is a little suspicious to me. So I better look into it a little more. Let's continue.
You can name about 20 other things, and it has to be prompt because it's destroying our country.
Oh, it is.
Of my accounts, in addition, we are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media.
All right, hold on. Let me get my calculator. All right. It's time for the calculator. Let's see. All right. Kevin's Corner. Lack of commercials. Mental damage. Anxiety. Suffer from post-traumatic syndrome. I'm scared for my life. Reparations from YouTube and all of it, and being black too. I think I calculate that I need about $7 gazillion in Joe Biden's terms. See, that's a Joe Biden number. $7 gazillion billion. Yeah, that's what I want. $7 gazillion billion for damage. Let's continue.
The giants, we're going to hold big tech very accountable. This is the first of numerous other lawsuits, I assume, that would follow. But yep, this is the lead, and I think it's going to be a very, very important game changer for our country.
And let's pray that it does, because that is the single greatest threat right now to us. When you can start controlling what people say, you ultimately can control what they think. You can shape the minds of folks based on using them like some lab rat. In other words, this, when you see those mazes in those labs where the mouse or the rat thinks that they're going in the direction to get the cheese, but they don't realize that people are sitting there with white lab coats observing up top, and they got that maze set up to guide that rat a certain direction. And that rat thinks he's getting it all in. Like, oh, wait, I smell something this way. Let me go this way. He thinks he's making his own choices. Comes to that little cheese door or whatever, and like, man, I did it. No, they did it. They made sure that they blocked every direction that you would have went in on your own to guide you to a determined conclusion. And that's what they've been doing on social media. They've been driving people's mind, their thoughts, their opinions, straight to a conclusion that they want by blocking other alternative narratives, silencing folks, intimidating folks, threatening to snatch folks' channels off, threatening to ban them. When you can ban the president of the United States, you got a little too much power. So maybe something will happen, maybe it won't, but there's more. Trump has something else to say. Check this out.
The report came out, as you saw, 2 weeks ago. My name wasn't even mentioned. That was an unfortunate event. I say, though, however, people are being treated unbelievably unfairly. When you look at people in prison and nothing happens to Antifa, and they burned down cities and killed people. There were no guns in the Capitol. They burned that, except for the gun that shot Ashley Babbitt. And nobody knows who that man were. If that were the opposite way, that man would be all over. He would be the the most well-known, and I believe I can say, man, because I believe I know exactly who it is.
What? Trump said he believes he knows exactly who it is? That rascal probably is concerned. He probably like, now listen, y'all, don't let Trump leak my name. Okay, I did, Nancy. I hooked you up. Now, you going to, if you let that dude, and, hey, whoa. Y'all ain't going to suicide me, are you? Y'all ain't going to suicide me. Okay. So then, hey, look, don't be letting him leak my name. Do something to stop that mess. So I wonder who the heck he is. I think we all deserve to know, considering there was no reasonable answer to why this person decided that this woman with no weapon, surrounded by other police officers, should have been shot with no warning at all. None at all. I couldn't even believe it. When I watched that scene and got that clip, I said to myself, now I see the gun, the coward that's about to pull the trigger who didn't come out. All you saw is the hand come out of the side of the corner. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Surely this man is not about to shoot this lady. And sure enough, he did. Amongst all those cops right next to her, why would he put these cops' lives at risk? Did he know he was that great of a shot? I don't know about y'all. I've been in the shooting range. I mean, shooting somebody 10 to 20 yard feet away is not as easy as you would think. And it was with precision. See, she wasn't even moved. She was like a sitting target for this dude. This dude just sat there and think, no reason at all. Even if she would have broke through the window, what did you expect her to do? Was she going to overpower you, man? You are a weak man if you had to shoot her because you're thinking she's threatening your life. And Trump is right. If, for whatever reason, this was a liberal, a Black Lives Matter person climbing through that window, an Antifa person climbing through that window, and that person would have shot someone in the same context, they would drag this dude out to the middle of the courtyard, probably without a trial, and just string him up. They would come up with some medieval torture for this dude. All right, we're going to rack him, stretch him. This dude would be treated like William Wallace. And yet, we don't even know this guy's name. Unreal. Trump, finish up.
But he would be the most well-known person in this country, in the world.
Yes, he would.
But the person that shot Ashley Babbitt, boom, right through the head, just boom. There was no reason for that. Yeah. And why isn't that person being opened up, and why isn't that being studied? They've already written it off. They said that case is closed. If that were the opposite, that case would be going on for years and years, and it would not be pretty.
And how? So Trump, he's back in some capacity, and that is why I feel that they are constantly still attacking him and trying to demonize him and tie him and link him to, I guess, what, a rebellion, link him to terroristic activities, link him to exciting all of this unrest and mess like that, when in reality, it is these weasels that are doing it. Speaking of weasels, I had to stop what I'm doing because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that Eric Fartwell is used to. So last night, I'm putting together these clips, and I almost forgot about this. I saw this clip a couple of days ago, and I directly sent it to my Facebook inbox so I wouldn't forget it. And guess what I did, y'all? I forgot it. So I happened to be going through my Facebook inbox, and I was like, oh, I forgot about Eric Fartwell. So we need to talk about this disgusting piece of dust. This dude right here, y'all about to hear something from this dude that made my blood boil. He's the worst of the worst. What can we come up? Is this dude, what, he's a slug? He's a snail? He's gangrene. He's gangrene. He's pus. He's a doodle ball. Doodle ball, y'all. Doodle ball. Doodle ball. He is poop stains. He's nothing but dumpster juice. What can we get? Anything worse than this? Dumpster juice is pretty bad. He's like, yeah, pond scum. I mean, I'm going to come up with some more ones. Because, see, it's really hard to describe how foul this dude is and how hypocritical this man is as we listen to this. Listen to this dude on MSNBC, and I have to psychoanalyze this one. I got to break this down.
So first, your reaction to Speaker Pelosi's announcement today. Good idea?
Yes, Nicole. It's not, you know, what we wanted. We wanted an independent bipartisan commission, but it's what we need to do when Republican senators are not willing to really, show unity as an antidote to what happened on the 6th. So
So now, first off, here he is talking about, well, you know, they want this big push. They want to go ahead and drag it out, snoop around about January 6th. And you know what they're trying to do. They know what happened. They're really drastically upplaying it. And they're using that so they can go into, you know, the next, what, 4 or 5 years, maybe even eternity, with constantly saying January 6th, January 6th, insurrection, white nationalists, all of this mess. And they also want to use that to continue to bludgeon Trump and stifle any type of growth and support and momentum that could come out of him and the Republican Party. And they want the Republicans to get on board with this, but they're like, y'all see, now y'all trying to do what y'all do. Well, Eric Fartwell is mad about this. But see, my question is, why is Eric Fartwell leading the charge? Why is this bum, who for whatever reason went around for 4 years, never retracted his statements about Donald Trump being a Russian agent, even after the Mueller report was concluded? This dude was still on TV like, yeah, he's still, we got evidence. Then come to find out this rat, and I'm talking that's being very mean to rats, this dude right here gets caught sleeping with a Chinese spy, and nothing happened to him. They let this dude remain on the intel community. And you want to use this hypocrite, this weak, sorry, disgusting excuse for a man and a politician to now lead the charge against, what, all these people on the 6th and Trump? But listen to what he says, y'all. This even gets worse. It gets worse if it could.
So we're going to find out, you know, who financed all of these, all of the outreach to the insurrectionists who showed up.
How about you, you dirtbag, go and find out who are all these folks just running around looking like raggedy ninjas? How about you go out and find out who's financing those pallets of bricks that shows up in every city where they start looting and destroying property? How about you go find out who shot all of those folks during months and months and months of rioting and destroying property and looting and attacks? How about you go find out that, buddy? How about you find out who sent that Chinese spy, Funky Fang, to molest you? Do she walked up in that mug like, what's your name? Funky Fang. Mm. What you feel? Yeah. My man was caught up.
To be real.
She had this dude's nose wide open. Could have drove a truck, semi, right through his nostrils. Just like that. So this dude right here is worried about the 6th and who financed it. What are you talking about? It wouldn't take no money for that to happen. What are you talking about? Let's just pretend. Let's pretend it was as spontaneous as they're trying to make it seem like. So all those folks come up there to the, I guess, the speech from Trump, the rally, and a handful of them go over to the Capitol on their own time, their own choice. There was nothing in that crowd that I would have looked at and said, man, that would take money for that to happen. I didn't see nothing like buses and buses of folks showing up dressed all in black like ninjas. Oh, yeah, we did. And those were Antifa and all them guys. Somebody financed that. But the Trump supporters were not riding around in coach buses. They weren't mysteriously getting pallets of bricks to show up. They weren't getting U-Haul set out so that they can go and get their gas mask and get all the stuff they need for rioting purposes. There's another group that's doing that. That takes money. So my question, Fartwell, why aren't you snooping around in that? You don't want to know the answer because you know the answer. But let's continue because, see, he gets real insulting. And that's why I had to put this clip in. I needed a couple minutes to work on this dude surgically.
What was Donald Trump doing as he learned that this was happening? Why wasn't the guard there?
Okay. Now, because I'm able to psychoanalyze this mess, what he's doing, just in case you don't know, he's dropping sound bites. What he's doing, he's planting thoughts into your head. Yeah, he's trying to matrix all of their viewers. He's saying, you know what? I know this is all garbage, and I know I can't prove any of this. So what I'm going to do is make suggestions. This is what lawyers do. They want to create suspicion and doubt. So he's dropping all of these little sound bites like, what was Donald Trump's involvement? We want to know. No, you don't. You know it was nothing. But what you're doing is you're suggesting that so that the viewers would still go, well, maybe there's more to hear. Maybe there's more to this. Let's continue.
We're going to find out all of that now.
No, you're not. Just like y'all was going to find out everybody behind the Russia collusion thing and came up with the goose egg. So what are you talking about? What y'all are going to do is waste more time in tax dollars, which you should be working and finding out why our border is not secure. You should be working on real issues, not this crap. But y'all more worried about getting reelected and stopping Trump in the future than you are what's going on in the present.
But again, it didn't have to be this way. But right now you see a Republican Party that is rolling with the cop killers and not standing with the cops.
Now, it appears that YouTube is reconnecting for some reason. It's been throttled now. It's saying reconnecting. I don't want the people to miss that last statement. So let me just go back a little bit until I get this corrected. Why I oughta. Let's see here. All right. I got y'all back. I had to switch on the Wi-Fi because, you know, you never know with the gremlins and stuff that YouTube be sprinkling into the internets. Who knows why y'all glitched up. But I wanted y'all to hear the last thing Eric Fartwell said before it stopped and glitched up. Here we go.
Party that is rolling with the cop killers and not standing with the cops.
Did y'all hear this man just say that? He said, we want to know why the Republican Party is rolling with the cop killers instead of standing with the cops. Now, first things first, no cop was killed by any Trump supporters. Several cops were killed by liberals. Those rioters, all the folks that are your attack dogs, several cops were killed by those guys. No cop was killed by that thing that took place on the 6th. But Eric Fartwell suggests that. He throws that out there. But then secondly, y'all don't support cops. What the heck is he talking about? So the folks that demonize the cops when it's advantageous, they want to pretend that they stand with the cops. Are these the same cops y'all been running around talking about defunding and taking money away from them? Are these the same cops that y'all have been saying is systemically racist and kills black people on purpose with impunity? Those cops? Because you got to be, see, the blatant just gaslighting is crazy, but somehow they get away with it. Now listen to how the commentator and him teams up. This is why they get away with it. These folks are about to run game, or at least try to run game, on their audience, but they can't do it on me, okay? Because I know the game. I know the rules of the game. So now he drops that out there. She doesn't even say, whoa, go back. What did you mean when you said they're standing with the cop killers? Who are these cop killers we're speaking of? Nothing. She's just, I see.
And so it's going to be incumbent on this committee to find out what happened.
You are standing with Officer Fanone in his efforts to get a face-to-face meeting with Kevin McCarthy. Where does that stand?
What?
I actually just was texting with Officer Fanone. He put in another scheduling request. He's put in so many requests now. And he told me he sent that again this morning. And he said it feels like Groundhog Day because he just wants to meet with Kevin McCarthy. He thinks it'd be easier to meet with Kevin McCarthy than the 21 individual meetings he'd have to take with the people who voted against giving police a gold medal, he thought.
Oh, so now they want to appear to be patriotic and supportive of the cops who happen to save their lives. Why aren't y'all bringing in all those cops who save folks' lives in cities that y'all run? How about bringing that cop in and save that little black girl's life down in Columbus that was about to get stabbed to death that y'all demonized because he saved the little black girl by killing another black girl who's going to kill the black girl? How about y'all bring him in? How about y'all bring in all the cops around the country who does this on a day-to-day basis, but only the cops that appeared to save y'all lives and stop this insurrection from taking place that y'all want to go ahead and prop up and give them some type of award? For what? Why are they even getting an award? See, here's my question. I got all types of footage and reports that the real cops got sent home. Why were you sending some cops home on a busy day like that? So now, who are these cops? Are we about to reward that one fat cop that told them to hold up? Wait a minute. Give me a second, y'all. Let me get in position. I'm going to go grab my baton. Y'all wait at the door. And they all said, oh, okay, go ahead. Do your thing. That cop? The one that said, okay, y'all ready? Okay, action. How about the cop that walks up the stairs with him? You get no reward for that, man. You're walking up the stairs arm in arm with him, having a good time. How about the cop that was taking the selfies with him? How about the cop that was taking pictures? Hey, dude, could you take a picture of me and my boy? Oh, yeah, go ahead. That cop? What, are we honoring the cop that moved the barrier out the way like they was running past third base? Go, go. You're clear. Go straight to home. Are we honoring that cop? I'm wondering, how about those cops that were sitting up there in riot gear posted up with their hand in the pocket while the one guy walks over to him and says, why aren't y'all stopping this? They're ruining our Capitol building. And they're sitting there going, he ain't talking to us. Those cops? Are you talking about those cops that gave a very gentle pushback? All of them looked like they were playing rugby when you first start off moving side to side. I'm watching this gentle. Come on, y'all, stop. Stop. Y'all play too much. Oh, shoot. We've been overran. Cops down. They're coming. Oh, shoot. All right, over and out. So what's our next? Where do we go next? What's the plan? Let me read this. Go to back door and act like we are stopping them. Them. Yeah, you ready? Okay, all right. Those cops, how about the cop that shot Ashley Babbitt? Does he get a reward for killing that unarmed woman? Surely these cops don't deserve nothing.
McCarthy is the leader of the party. If he could convey to McCarthy what happened that day, maybe McCarthy could talk every member into supporting a gold medal to honor those officers. McCarthy, of course, has refused to do that.
So now they want to try to paint us as anti-police, not supportive of the cops. No, they want a spectacle. They want a parade. See, when you give cops a gold medal, that should be like this big, you know, show. Like the cops to save Steve Scalise, when that Bernie supporter came on that baseball field and was shooting at those folks. And those two cops got shot saving his life. Yeah, of course you get a gold medal for that. But those cops on the six? I mean, I'm just wondering. What about that police chief that said, why weren't they giving us the intel about what was supposed to happen? We didn't get the memo, Nancy. Why didn't you allow the National Guard to be there on the scene, huh? Too many moving parts. You want to make sure there were some gaps so folks could get where they want to go, right? That's what it is. Because, see, if you bring in too many moving parts, then you stop the whole thing from happening. And we can't have that, right? Because now y'all wouldn't have a talking point. So you want to parade these cops out on display to make it seem like these are brave heroes for saving our lives and preventing our whole Constitution and democracy from being destroyed and overtaken by about 110 softcore dudes roaming around. That's what you really want, man. I hate to have to read them like that, but I got some more psychoanalyzing to do. Here we go.
Look, this is not about politics. Officer Fanone and so many others put their lives in front of our...
Anytime a politician tells me that, I want to reach down their throat and snatch out their lungs. You hear this, dude? Metaphorically speaking, by the way, just in case YouTube tries to shut me down for threatening to rip out Eric Fartwell's lungs. It's physically impossible to do that. I want YouTube to know. It's just metaphor. It's showing how disgusted I am with this dude talking about something. I mean, it's not about politics. Are you? This man is a stereotypical politician. Soon as he starts talking with that pumpkin pie haircut, getting up there, this is not about politics. Oh, shoot. Did you hear something? That wasn't me. Uh-huh. But nonetheless, this guy right here, that dude is a stereotypical politician, but this is not about politics. Here we go.
So that Kevin McCarthy could go to a secure, safe location on January 6th. We owe it to them to look them in the eye and give them our thanks.
What do you think Kevin McCarthy will do?
Y'all hear the tag team? Now, here she is throwing the frisbee to the dog. Okay? Catch this one.
By the select committee investigating the insurrection.
What do you think, Kevin?
You know, be a weasel. That's what he always does, Nicole.
Did y'all hear this thing? Be a weasel. He's the weasel of weasels. This dude right here is a weasel guru. Be a weasel.
You know, we considered this during impeachment. We had learned that McCarthy had a sense of what Donald Trump's state of mind was on January 6th when Donald Trump was complaining to McCarthy that...
We have learned? We learned what? Who's confirming this? I mean, is this something you're embellishing like you do all the time? Like you just did a few minutes ago when you said that they were standing with the cop killers instead of the heroes.
You know, McCarthy didn't do enough to defend him when McCarthy wanted Trump to call off the mob. But McCarthy wasn't waving his hand saying, I'm going to come in and help you understand. And
I'm wondering, what mob? What are we talking about? What is it? Okay, so now, the constant barrage of mobs this on tour through our whole country. They're on tour. They somehow have gathered resources to go on tour with this anarchy somehow. And y'all ain't called them off. Y'all haven't called them out. Y'all have not requested the FBI to look into why Antifa is still rolling around in full effect. Nothing. Y'all haven't called out why Black Lives Matter has been able to destroy city after city with no repercussions. Y'all haven't called out why all of these folks who got arrested for rioting, destroying property, have gotten their records expunged, cases dropped, bailed out of jail by politicians and others. You're not calling that out, Fartwell.
He flipped from what he said in the days after January 6th, condemning Donald Trump, to going down to hanging out with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. So, yeah, I mean, he's going to be a weasel. And so, you know, it's important to really find out from other witnesses around him who may be more forthcoming just exactly what Kevin McCarthy and Donald Trump knew.
Hear that? Kevin McCarthy and Donald Trump knew. So what you're trying to suggest is there another conspiracy. Y'all hear that? With Donald Trump. We got to find out this. We got to find this out. In other words, another useless waste of time and money investigation, pretending that there's something deeper than the surface of things. I thought we exposed all this during that second phony impeachment. But yet, here we are. We're going to go into the extended remix. Okay. So now they want us to flip the album over so we can get the extended remix. So let's hear his bum finish up.
Well, I mean, to turn this into a serious question, line of question with you. I mean, have you learned from impeaching the ex-president twice how to deal with evasion? I mean, will you do things differently? Because, I mean, I think Don McGahn was finally...
Listen to her wording. Have you learned from impeaching the president twice how to deal with evasion? So what she's saying is that I'm trying to throw out the idea that Trump somehow evaded justice. And we need y'all to block him and actually stop him. We want to plant the thought in the audience's heads that Trump was guilty this whole time and somehow escaped punishment. But yet you're supposed to be asking a serious question. Instead of making a suggestion that Trump is guilty.
On Capitol Hill, more than 2 years after the Mueller report wrapped up, at a point when his findings didn't have any, you know, ramifications on any attempts to hold the ex-president accountable.
His findings didn't have any ramifications to hold the president accountable. Accountable for what? You know why he wasn't held accountable? Because the findings showed nothing. But yet here she is trying to imply that all the years that they spent calling Trump a Russian agent, he's a Vladimir Putin puppet, he's Putin's puppy and all of that stuff, they're trying to suggest that they were right. After all of this, they were right, but for some reason, Trump was able to slide off that hook.
I mean, what will you do? What have you learned from Donald Trump evading justice and accountability?
What will you learn from Donald Trump evading justice and accountability? Not from y'all throwing out all these bogus investigations only to prove that Trump did nothing. See, notice what she's implying. It's psychological. I love it. I like this kind of stuff. But the problem is, I'm able to see through it, okay? I got my no-nonsense glasses, if you don't like these right here. I might throw these on. Yeah. Word. Okay. And if you don't like those, I got some more nonsense. No-nonsense glasses. I'm seeing through that, man. So here she is trying to drop a psych op on her audience, but not on us. Let's see.
You do. Kevin McCarthy refuses to cooperate.
We can't do enough, Nicole. What I learned was that we would regret not doing too much with Donald Trump and oversight, but as we learned more as he was out of office, we would regret that we never did enough. And so that's
enough.
In part, you know, why.
All that money, all that time spent, wasted, chasing Trump all around was not enough. We need more investigation. Act out a little more because Trump is still a threat to us. So thank you, MSNBC, for working with us and trying to drum up some more garbage to go after Trump, which y'all should be looking into creepy, sleepy, sleazy, slimy, sloppy Joe, because even down in Australia, they've hit to Joe and all of his problems. Let's continue.
Now, many of you wrote to me about Joe Biden. Well, I've got to say, you've got to wonder where this will end. I refer to the leader of the free world, the President of the United States of America.
Okay.
The American comedian Chris Rock once said, when Barack Obama was president, and I quote, "The president and the first lady are kind of like the mom and dad of the country. And when your dad says something, you listen." Uh-huh. Unquote. Well, as Kyle Smith has written in the New York Post, Joe Biden is the granddad of the country. And when you listen to granddad, you sometimes wonder whether it's safe for him to be near a pair of scissors.
Yes. See, now Trump reminded me of a true mom and dad of a country, those two, because what they did is protected the citizens. They protected the children, see? So when you look at a president and you compare them to a father figure, that goal should be able to make sure all their kids have every opportunity to be successful, to love their kids, to teach their kids how to love and appreciate what they have, to make sure that you block any enemies from harming your children, to make sure there's locks on the doors, to make sure that there's some security to protect your kids. Joe has removed all of those. He done got rid of the locks, opened the door for anybody to come in and just harass and molest the kids. I mean, this dude right here, even if he was a father figure, is the worst dad ever. He's a deadbeat, full-blown deadbeat, crack-having, crack addict, bum, never see this pops, ain't gave nothing, no child support, paying, take, and never give. That's the type of father he would be, but he's no longer even in that age category. He done moved up to grandfather status. He's up there now, where he's just a guy that we kind of just tolerate. That's granddad. You know, he says wacky things. So let's just see how wacky he is. Here we go.
Kyle Smith writes, "This bloke looks like he'd have trouble using Google Maps. Happens to be in charge of all the nukes. On the rare occasions when Biden..."
That's true. That would be funny. I would love to see Creepy Sleepy try to negotiate his way around. All right. We got Go Ugly. Go Ugly. Go Ugly. No. Google. Okay. I thought it said Go Ugly. Googly. All right, so we got this googly thing here. It's the internet, you know. It's going to tell me where to go. Hey, you. Hey, internet. I need to go somewhere. Take Joe to the choo-choo train. What? Where's popcorn? Wait, is it popcorn or corn pop? I get them confused. Okay, where's corn pops? Okay, what? Okay, it's broken. This guy right here. I would love to see him try to use Google Maps to get anywhere, even to the bathroom. But here we go.
And staff let him out of the day room to be seen on camera. Pre-selected members of the press ask him the gentlest conceivable questions and then wind up cringing as Biden gives one unnerving display after the other.
They do be
the disturbing thing here is the free world depends on the United States as the unfree world gains momentum. And the free world is run by...
Now it's not funny anymore when he puts it in that context. The whole free world depends on the United States. And yet this dude is the head of... I'm concerned. If this was the space shuttle and we all had to go to Mars... because the earth was about to end. And you walk in there and you see him with a captain hat on. Hey, everybody, welcome. Joe's space shuttle. I'm going to be flying us to Mars. I would say I take my chances with the apocalypse. Let me off this thing right now.
By a bloke who most probably couldn't find his way home after dark. Well, the Republicans are now about to strike. The Texas Republican, Ronnie Jackson.
Ronnie Jackson.
And this is the reason I'm telling you this. The former White House.
The white dude with the black name? Ronnie Jackson. Yeah, man, I'm loving Ronnie. Ronnie Jackson. There's no way in the world you'd be to tell me he was a white dude. Hey, dude, man, you know that one cat, man, Ronnie Jackson, the one we grew up with? I'd be like, yeah. Like, do you really know him, Cam? Yeah, the black dude, right? No, he's a white guy. How do you get the name Ronnie Jackson? Anyway, still, let's keep it moving.
Position for Donald Trump, he's now a Republican senator, has called on the Democrats to follow through with their prior demands regarding a president's cognitive ability and have President Joe Biden assessed. Now, you might recall the anti-Trump brigade, 1 year into Trump's presidency, sought to undermine him by arguing about his mental aptitude. Things are different in America. Both Trump and Obama took what's called the Montreal Cognitive Assessment.
Uh-oh. So folks are starting to question Joe's mental capacity? Because Ronnie Jackson, he's the one that actually, gave that test to Trump. So since he's a doctor, he could probably see the signs of early dementia or something like that. Now he's in Congress. He's now requesting the creepy, sleepy take that test.
It's a sort of a 30-point exam, the test for memory impairment. Both of them took their exams at the start of their second year in the Oval Office. When Donald Trump was president, the far left was screaming that anybody who was going to lead the country and be the commander-in-chief should take the test.
Yes, y'all remember that?
The president and I are ensuring some mental decline. Now, we're not doctors here at CNN, but I think it's safe to say that you never been in the funeral.
That's all we heard from Brian Stelter every other week, coming out questioning Trump's mental capacity. Here we go. Now it's Joe's turn to be in that hot seat.
That's not an IQ test, just a standard test for age-related issues, including dementia and cognitive decline.
Yeah.
The now Republican Texan Ronny Jackson administered the test to Donald Trump. He was the White House physician, as I said. As Republican Jackson now argues rightly, a couple of days ago, of Biden, he says, I think he's demonstrating every single day that there's something going on. You don't need to be a physician to look at this behavior and see that there is something of concern happening.
Well, wait. Then since Ronny Jackson said that, maybe we better do our own cognitive test, because see, remember, Ronny Jackson just told us we don't even have to do, we don't have to be doctors or anything like that. All we got to do is just be able to observe and see, you know, if there's something going on. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do our little assessment, our common sense test. We're going to, you know, do a quick test. So here we go. Let's see if our common sense can help us out.
You know, in America, where the early interest was in internet, this thing called the internet that we invested, we invented the early internet.
Okay. Wait a minute. That didn't sound right. Right now, the common sense test is starting to make me be concerned about this man's mental state.
Thing called the internet. Proud to lead the most pro-LGBTQ equality administration in U.S. history. So much talent to be unleashed for embracing the LGBTQ plus community. LGBTQ plus people.
Something ain't right. When this dude keeps saying it and his eye keeps going like this, is that a stroke? Or is this dude really concentrating on his pandering? See, the pandering don't come as fluid as it used to when he was young and in his right mind. So now he's the LGBT. Are they making up stuff with all these stupid letters anyway? Let's just call them gay. Can't do that anymore? Okay. Yeah, it's not in the pandering catalog anymore. Can't call them gay. All right, so the L, is that a G? What the? Who wrote this? You did, Joe. Oh, yeah. The LT, you know, the gay people. That's what's going on right here. This man blew out. So my common sense evaluation is telling me something's going on.
Including LGBTQ plus folks. Look how it's changing. It's changing in ways that in my generation, 270 years ago, as an LGBT special Q plus special envoy.
Y'all see the glitch? The LGBTQ plus gay folks, the gay ones.
With cognitive behavioral.
I don't speak babble. That meant cognitive behavioral. Look, man, this is America, greatest country on the planet, okay? We speak English. So here's this man going into babble. The cognitive babble. He literally was speaking babble. Cognitive babble. All right, here we go. I shouldn't laugh. All right, but God forbid, when I get this age, you know, if my mind starts going, I'm not going to be out there trying to pretend I'm the president. I'm going to be doing what normal elderly folks in this condition will be doing, sitting in somebody's elderly home or having someone taking care of them. But you don't get out there on TV pretending everything's okay. So here it is. He's speaking back.
With cognitive behavior.
Willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
That's bad. When you are defending your mental fitness, but yet can't even do that properly. I'm willing to let the American people defend my fitness. You know I got a stuttering problem, right? No, we didn't know that, Joe. We didn't know that. That didn't sound like a stutter to me. Sounded like a brain glitch.
With cognitive behavior.
Willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness. My physical as well as my mental fitness.
This job
this jobs, the jobs, that are going to be created here. 1 in 5 miles. Some states it's worse where the weather is tougher. 50 years, 50% of our bridges are over 50 years old. Big deal, Joey. I know that the city of La Crosse is getting 2 electric transit buses this fall.
See, that man right there. Wait a minute. Oh, shoot.
Give me a whole bus there. Oh, hello.
Y'all don't remember the second one of that.
Ransom with children. Gotta be a million. Playing the double dutch. So we'll get out when I'm in September, always with the time out to double dutch. I'm gonna bet you won't even get to 5. You gotta bet, you gotta bet. Oh, you gotta bet.
Oh, y'all remember that. Na 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 na. I'm sorry I got distracted because Joe was jacking up the word buses. The buses.
Here we go. They keep fastidious record of the miles you travel in America tonight. Air Force aircraft. Joey, baby! Jobs not just in our biggest cities. And I'm going out, and I'm going to be out there making the case.
Unquote. It's clear there is no way Joe Biden would pass a test to determine his cognitive ability or memory impairment. After all, he said he came into the Senate 180 years ago and was vice president for 10 years. But, as I've said many times, Biden's cognitive decline is a real concern. The greater concern is he would be replaced by the ideologically dangerous Kamala Harris.
Oh, God. So you know what that means? We would go from bad to worse. Man. And the looks of things, they don't even want Kamala Chameleon running. They're trying to almost, in a sense, man, starting to hide her after that debacle at the board. All of that mess. I said I'm going. Don't be asking me no more questions. You want me to put my hands on you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on TV. Is this live? My fault. So now we would be stuck with her as this man, his plane is going down rapidly. And I'm talking rapidly. But guys, that's not even the worst part about this. Remember just a few minutes ago, I was saying how, you know, Joe, if he was supposed to be a father figure and he was looking at America like they were, say, his family to protect. Well, he's doing a bad job. Listen to my man, Tom Holman, and his response to the Joe Biden administration and what's going on down here at this border.
I don't think so, because the Border Patrol agents are American patriots. I started my career as a Border Patrol agent. They're angry, and they have zero respect in the president, zero respect in the Secretary of Homeland Security. But I think they're going to keep the job. And I heard you mention Kamala Harris at El Paso Border today. What a shit. She should have been embarrassed. She's going to go down there and see the men and women she called Nazis. She's going to see the men and women she said run concentration camps. She claimed the Border Patrol treated these illegal immigrants with zero compassion and inhumanity.
Now, that is bold, I must say. For your raggedy tail to be on TV when you was campaigning, down at that border seemed like you couldn't rip her from it then. Down there talking about some garbage, like, you know what, this is crimes against humanity. As these dudes are trying to just keep it together, this whole crisis and mess that y'all allowed to happen, and they're trying to hold it together, and you're saying this is crimes against humanity. You're allowing folks to get out there and call these folks Nazis, call them red shirts, say they're running concentration camps, and then you get in the office, create a bigger problem for them, go down there to see all of these Nazis and concentration camp runners. That's bold. That is pretty bold. It's like how the Democrats now all of a sudden love the police. After you call them all systemically racist, all of that mess. These folks are the biggest hypocrites ever. It's just so sad that Americans can't see it. All Americans. All Americans with common sense should be able to see this mess. But let's see how Tom feels about some other things, too.
And one thing she did do while she was down there, why don't you talk to the men and women wearing their green uniform? Ask them, does the wall work? And they would have said, yes, it does work. It stops drugs. It stops illegal immigration. Why did you stop building it? And she would have said, why we had a crisis? They would have told her, because of your policies, your open border policies, we had success. President Trump dropped immigration by 80%. How many children didn't die across that river? I'm just
Tom, easy, pal. So you're telling me Trump drop illegal immigration by 80%. Wow, that's enough to put the coyotes out of business, put them in a recession. But no, Biden opened up their economy again. He brought them all the way back from that recession. Trump put them in. So now he's saying, why didn't you ask the folks who's responsible for all of this how they feel? Why no questions from them? See, Trump went down and talked to these guys. What do you need from us? Or what kind of wall you want? What kind of wall you want us to build? What do you think is effective? Oh, you know what? That might be a little more money, but because I respect what you do, I'm going to invest a little more money in helping you do your job. You and Chameleon, they don't take no questions. What, somebody might just ask one to embarrass them. So she don't want to know what they think. She went down there for a photo op just because Trump was going next week and did nothing. Didn't even go to the right location. Went out, yeah, let's go somewhere where I ain't got to look at the carnage that we created. But yet, Tom is not done. He got one more punch in the eye for Joe, too.
The president has failed American people. We have the first president in the history of this nation that's actively facilitating illegal immigration and cross-border crime, and it disgusts me.
Y'all hear that? And it disgusts me, too. Facilitating this mess. They might as well be down there just like those raggedy cops on the sticks where they're waving them in, waving, go ahead, hurry up, go, you're home, go home. The Democrats might as well be doing that. Hey, she should have went down to that border and just start waving illegal immigrants in because that's what they're doing. So that's the Biden administration for you. Now, guys, there's another element to this, see, because the politicians of the Democrats are raggedy. They're real raggedy. But so are the folks that really are employed by them, elevated by them, to push another element of garbage, which is, of course, the number one divisive issue in our country somehow. Somewhere, all of a sudden, at some point, when nobody was walking around thinking about this stuff. But somehow, these Democrats have brought back racism in full effect. I'm not talking about isolated cases. Now, all of a sudden, we have to defend this crap constantly lest these narratives take hold and root in our society. So before we get into some of this, which we are going to destroy this mess because I still need to get to that raggedy congresswoman who said the dumbest thing I've heard in years. But my man, Drone Tech, he brought on this dude from MSNBC. Now, I got to do something I hate doing but kind of love it anyway. It's psychoanalyze and break and expose this black dude down this on this show.
The book is called Not My Idea. It's being taught in hundreds of schools in Illinois and Chicago. It's actually the subject of a federal lawsuit by a teacher named Stacey DeMar, who protested this and was forced to teach it. And these are the kind of things you can retreat to the defensible territory of saying it's just looking at the history of racism in society. But when you actually look at the specifics, they're telling kids that they are fundamentally racist because of the color of their skin. They're telling...
right now, they are in, damage control mode because all these parents then got hit to this garbage that's going on. So it appears that the alternative, the secondary plan, they had to huddle up. All right, everybody huddle up. Our plan isn't working like we thought, so let's draw it up in the sand. So now they're in this, all right, these parents are hip to our racist stuff that we're pushing in the schools. So let's just say we're not teaching critical race theory in the schools. That solves it, right? But what if they like read the material and all the material is exactly what critical race theory is? Yeah. Well, it's not. We're not teaching it in those schools. But wouldn't they make the connection? We're not teaching it in those schools. Okay. We'll go out and belittle the intelligence of Americans once again.
People that they should feel shame, guilt, and anguish because of their inborn characteristics and traits. These are the kind of lessons that I've uncovered in dozens of schools. It's now being endorsed by the NEA in 14,000 public school districts across the country. And you can't retreat because parents know what they're seeing every day. Parents know what they're seeing when children come home with workbooks like Not My Idea. And they're right. They're rightly and very strongly pushing back.
Let me just, I'm scooting up in my chair, Joe, because I'm getting upset.
Uh-oh. So this black dude, got up there and set up. Now, see, this is how these black race baiters that have been elevated and propped up by the Democrat Party, globalists, and all of that, folks that they know would definitely be out there toting the water, toting that line, keeping black folks mad for nothing, keeping them in mental bondage. So now, here's a tactic, guys, and if you're not black, I'm about to hip y'all to this, okay? Because of your personal blackness and your experience, whenever topics of race come up, You now have to get real mad and serious. See, your anger and your emotions should shut the opposition down immediately. That's what it is. You know what? Let me sit up in my seat, because, see, I'm getting upset as a black man. So let's see what this black man is mad about.
Oh, you're upset. Well, I'm so sorry that you're upset that people are pushing back against your racist bullshit. Let me first just say that Chris Rufo is making real progress in this fight against the racist communism brain virus known as CRT. That really seemed to start gaining steam right around the same time as coronavirus. Weird. He's been going on MSNBC more and more, and this most recent appearance on Morning Joe was actually quite good in exposing the CRT proponents as the extremists that they are, to the point where even Joe Scarborough himself couldn't get behind it.
What? So, this guy who is on tour to try to stop critical race theory being taught in our schools, he goes on MSNBC Joe Scarborough, and Joe Scarborough couldn't toke the line? Now, I got to see this with my own eyes.
This is interesting, and it's something that people won't say when they're on the television set. They won't say at polite dinner parties. I'm not sure why they whisper it or text it or email it to me. But liberal members of the mainstream media, Democrats that are huge contributors to the Democratic Party, and even people that like work for Democrats, I've heard over the past 3 or 4 years, I've got to get my kid out of this private school. They're teaching my 7-year-old boy that because he's white, he's, you know, a racist, he's part of the problem, et cetera, et cetera.
Who would have thought that people would have a problem with blatant racism in their face? Why else do you think that these people constantly insist and put out this drumbeat that you can't be racist to white people? You can be racist to every other human being on this planet, but not white people. No, nothing racist about that at all. What's going on here is that they know that they're obviously racist, and they're trying this cheap dollar store Jedi mind trick.
What? They trying to hit us with the, these are not the droids you're looking for. That's what they're trying to do to us? They trying to hit us with the Obi-Wan to the Kenobi? These are not the droids you're looking for.
That is apparently working on way too many people. That's exactly why the left wants to get this indoctrination into the school systems, so that in a couple generations, you have a nice group of compliant communist sheep.
How do we sort through all of this and make sure that we don't throw out teaching about slavery and teaching about racism over the past 400 years?
This has never been about teaching history. We've always learned about America's dark past. The problem is we don't learn about it in context and the fact that the whole world was dark at that time. Not to mention the entire problem with CRT is this broad assigning of traits and judgment on people based on their skin color. You can teach history all you want, but you can't condemn people now because of their skin color.
But part of what we have to do in this moment, Joe, and we've talked about this, is to confront the ugliness of who we are.
Word.
And part of what I hear in these sorts of arguments is this sense in which that confrontation must be one where we're comfortable.
Word. Y'all hear the angry black man? That boy right there, man, he keep me real, man. That dude right there, man, he's kicking knowledge, bro. He's kicking knowledge, bro. Let's finish listening to him so we can get madder than we already been, bro. This dude don't represent black folks. So now here he is going to try to mind screw all of us, black folks and white folks, by coming up with something. But listen to how he double traps himself. Anybody who knows just a smidge of psychology, they would be able to break this dude all the way down. So here we go.
Where we feel good about who we are after we confront it. So in some ways, I get, I'm scooting up in my chair, Joe, because I'm getting upset. Seeing right now in real time a reassertion of the lie. The very thing that keeps us from becoming a different America, because we don't want to accept who we are.
Y'all hear that? The very thing. See, remember, you mean it when you do that. The very thing. It's kind of like when Joe get up there. We have to make sure. Let me be clear. Okay, so now here it is. The very thing that keeps us from being who we and all of that mess. Now, here comes the big lie in real time. What is that lie? And when he's talking about we, exactly who are we? Okay, because see, identity politics separates us. It doesn't include all of us, so we know he's not talking about Americans, because this whole thing of critical race theory separates us by race. So now who is he talking? Is he blaming the black folks in America? No, we know who that we is, okay? That we is not all Americans, it is
You know who?
First off, who elected this guy to decide what America becomes? Work. Especially when guys like God are Marxists who want the country to resemble something more like the USSR. Or to make the broad judgment that we're a country of ugly people who are somehow connected to the evils that happened hundreds of years ago. This guy can call himself ugly all he wants because he is, but don't try to assign that trait to all of us.
Be ugly on your own. If you look like a booger, don't you be walking around slashing boogers all over the place. See, hey, booger for you, booger for you. No, be a booger by yourself. So now this dude up here talking about we got to embrace and accept this. Don't you be putting things on folks that they are saying, that's not me. Don't you be labeling us, because the same thing that he's trying to do to all Americans, he would be mad if they start doing this to black folks or any other minority. All black people rocks the gold teeth. I do these characters just to dramatize it and create and laugh at the stereotype that many of these folks formulate. So now, all of a sudden, this dude's talking about something. We got to embrace this. Look, just because your old man was a crackhead, don't be talking about, well, your daddy was a crackhead. You're going to be a crackhead, too. Just because your mama wasn't smart and she didn't do this, everybody in your family dumb, you might as well go and accept it. This dude wants all these folks to be crabs in a bucket. Reason why you can't put one crab in a bucket is because that crab will climb out. But if you put two in, that other crab will say, where do you think you're going? Get your butt right back on down here. Kind of like how they do black folks who are conservative and want to leave that Democrat plantation. Where do you think you're going? But let's continue, because Drone Tech, my man right here, he's not having it. He's seeing through it, too.
Because of our skin color. And he constantly tries to assert that all of us, based on the fact that we're white, have some sort of connection to things that happened hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
But that's not true. Huh? Many of us, our families only came here in the late 1800s and have absolutely no connection to any of that. And
yeah. So I wonder, then, how do they even sift through all of that? These people who push this garbage, they have no real end game, no strategy, and they're disingenuous because there really is no end game. There is no, the strategy is simply to divide the country and create a divide and a method of manipulating the folks who they oppose, to silence the folks who they oppose, to eliminate potential arguments that hinder their policies and agendas. This critical race theory, it's simply to do that. Somebody said, I'm buffering. Okay, let me try this again. Here we go. Let me turn off now. See, I got to play these games with YouTube. It's sad. It's sad that YouTube makes me have to play these games. They know what time I do my show. They know that from 7:30 to 9:30 on Wednesdays, I'm going to be going live. Throughout all his services, I'm pretty sure. So let's see if it's back. We'll play around with it back and forth as we have to. All right. So now, this dude right here, though, is breaking it all down. Hopefully the buffering will stop, guys. So let me know if it clears up with the YouTube stream down low.
Again, the evils of slavery stretched worldwide and included black Africans who sold other Africans.
Yeah. Why don't you distribute that blame? And it's not that I'm not saying we should talk about slavery, but don't you be talking about it in the context of all of you folks who live now are responsible for it, and this gives us the right to shut you down, to shut you up, to call you a racist. This right now, it completely gives us the ability to do whatever we want to do without criticism. We want to use this mess to make an excuse for us to be evil, corrupt, and sorry. That's what we want to do. Hey, y'all hear that? That's rain, y'all. Oh, shoot. Wait a minute.
I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Yeah, y'all.
Ooh.
Yeah. Y'all hear the rain outside? Uh-huh.
You've been gone for 17 days, 17 long nights.
That's Prince too, y'all.
So let the rain come down.
I'm loving it, man. This is some sleeping weather right here. And some streaming weather. So streaming, I might take a nap. Now, let's get back to this racism.
What I'm thinking that is, once you concede the initial claim that America in some ways comes into being in light of this extraordinarily painful reality, the contradiction that is at the heart of...
Now, notice what he's doing. He's trying to mind screw everybody. Once you receive. So So now he's the psychiatrist dropping the thought in the head of the victim, the patient. You have to accept that you're the problem. See, once you receive this claim, then there's healing. So now he's trying to thrust this on us.
Of our beginnings. Once you conceive that, the way in which you begin to think about American exceptionalism shifts.
Oh,
right?
Wrong.
So just in case y'all missed that trick he just tried to pull, just said, until you accept that America is racist, then American exceptionalism, okay?
A judgment that we're a country of ugly people who are somehow connected to the evils that happened hundreds of years ago. This guy can call himself ugly all he wants because he is, but don't try to assign that trait to all of us because of our skin color. And he constantly tries to...
What? Hold on, man. So people are saying they can't see me. I don't see care. It's burning me up, man. It's burning me up. Okay. I'm buffering. They're saying they can't see me. Zuckerberg, is that it? You know what? I'm getting into the clash action suit. Tomorrow, I'm calling up. Somebody saying they can see? Y'all, okay, good. Okay, all right. Man, I can see clearly now. All right, so here we go.
Sure that all of us, based on the fact that we're white, have some sort of connection to things that happened hundreds of years ago. But that's not true. Many of us, our families only came here in the late 1800s and have absolutely no connection to any of that. And again, the evils of slavery stretched worldwide and included black Africans who sold other Africans.
Now, part of what I'm thinking that is once you conceive the initial claim that America in some ways comes into being in light of this extraordinarily painful reality, the contradiction that is at the heart of our beginnings. Once you conceive that, the way in which you begin to think about American exceptionalism shifts.
Y'all hear that? You ain't supposed to be proud of America. See, once you accept that we're racist and we're damaged and damaged goods, then the way you look at America will shift. This all is designed to destroy patriotism. Okay, this right here is designed to make folks like you know who repent. Yes, man. Now listen, above all here, man, stereotypical white nationalist Trump supporter. Yeah, man, so I decided to go and get some counseling concerning my white nationalism. And thank God, man, I sat in this black man's office. Sat right in the chair. First, I had a look at it because it gave me the heebie-jeebies. See, you don't want that blackness to get all on you. You know what I'm saying? Gave me the willies. I had a look at that thing right there. I said, hey, man, why is this chair here you going to put me in? Pure white as snow. I don't sit no brown or black chairs, man. But instead, I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it. Get that one. I sat on down like that. You know what that man did? He started telling me about all of the atrocities of the white man. When I came out of there, man, I had repented. I no longer look at America as number one. We're about number 7 or 8 or 10 or somewhere around there because all of our racism. And so now I'm an activist, man. I went from being a white nationalist to an activist who fights for these globalists, man. Yeah, I'm on board, man. Power to the people. Only if you a Democrat. So this dude trying to get to those folks, I guess, huh? Well, no. No, he's not trying to get to them. He's trying to get to patriots. He's trying to get to folks who simply say, I love the country, and I'm proud to be an American. Well, no, you can't be that. So we want you to get rid of this American exceptionalism. We want you on level playing ground with everybody else. We don't want songs written, proud to be an American. We want America walking around with the tail between their legs, their ears bent back, looking down at the ground, apologizing to everybody for all of the atrocities. Well, you know what we will become? A wounded animal, and we'd be attacked by everybody else who ain't buying into this garbage, who are proud to be Chinese, proud to be whatever other nationality or country they come from. But they want to break us of that. This dude is a tool of that. Right?
Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Again, like I just said, history is complicated, and there's a lot of context hacks like this guy want to leave out so they can push a political agenda.
This idea that we are wholly innocent, that we're absolved of our sins,
right,
that recognizing who we are somehow condemns us to hell, as it were, that
right,
we're being bludgeoned by our sins.
But we are innocent. We have nothing to do with what happened back then. And that's the problem with what guys like this hack are pushing. This guy wants collective judgment and punishment, all based on your skin color. And he's very disingenuous the way he keeps saying we, when what he really means is white Americans. Oh. When he's talking about our sins, he's talking about the alleged sins of white Americans who are somehow guilty because they share skin color with some of the humans that did evil hundreds of years ago.
This sort of argument is happening right now. And I want us to link it to January 6th.
What?
I want us to link it to the attack on voting rights.
What that got to do with this? So, thank you, Mr. Black Man, that's being used. See the goal? It is to link critical race theory, the atrocities of the past, to what took place on January 6th. That right there is a result of slavery and all those other things. I want to link this somehow to these new updated voting issues that have nothing to do with racism, but we just want to use this to bludgeon every single person out there that looks at our policies, looks at our propaganda, and disagrees. So now, anything you don't like gets linked to this. Anything or any person who disagrees with you gets linked to this. Pretty clever trick, I must say.
Right. This is, in effect, in my view, Joe, an attempt to arrest substantive change in the country. And we give these folk the credit that they're giving, that they're making the arguments in good faith. And I don't think they are.
Oh, okay. So these folks who are resisting critical race theory are not doing it in good faith. They're not really trying to stop these kids from being taught about racism and being taught to be racist. Okay, they're not really trying to do that. What they're really trying to do is protect their status as white nationalist men.
And I'll say it to Christopher right to his face. I don't think this is a good faith argument. Period.
Well, there you go. He's just openly stating what he wants. I swear these people don't have any self-awareness. He's trying to connect things that are in no way connected to achieve a political outcome that resembles a Maoist revolution in China that led to millions of people dead. The nerve of this guy to accuse his opposition, the people that are criticizing blatantly racist, actually institutionally racist policies that have crept their way into every one of our institutions.
Yeah.
When he's the one lying about what CRT is, lying about what institutions it's creeping into, lying about history, lying about an attack on voting rights that's non-existent, and lying about any kind of weird connection to January 6th. So what do you all think about this?
I think it's garbage. Thank you so much, Ron Tech. And guess what, y'all? Michael knows. He brings up somebody else that was on TV pushing this propaganda. Listen to this.
There was a host on MSNBC, Tiffany Cross, who recently attacked Bill Maher. Bill Maher, a liberal. He sometimes goes after the excesses of the woke people. And he reserves most criticism for the right, a little bit for the left. That was too much for MSNBC. Delves right into the identity politics of identity politics. This is a black woman saying that that white man needs to shut his mouth.
Okay, Bill Maher has been whack for a long time, from his makeout session with the blackface expert.
Now, let me just say this. I'm not a fan of Bill Maher. Most of the time, like Michael, you know, suggested, he's a liberal. But he's starting to sniff around the ideal of, wait a minute, you guys are getting a little too out of control with this censorship mess and this racism mess. So now they send out the gatekeepers, y'all.
Megyn Kelly, to his infamous use of the N-word on his show, for which he later apologized, and his continual, mostly white weekly panels where he sings sob songs to them about the perils of the shrinking demographic and chides anyone who falls even slightly outside of his myopic, privileged view. Anybody find it interesting that this quote-unquote liberal ally is sounding a lot like a moderate Fox News contributor? Bill Maher, you do not get to tell people of color what they should or should not be offended by. Stay in your lane, Slim. Try that instead of standing on your alabaster perch every week to crap on other people's lived experience.
But wait just a minute. About a minute. This woman right here is doing what the other black dude did, y'all. Let me try to silence you because I'm black and tell you, you can't understand the experience of the Asiatic black man or woman, okay? But you just shut your mouth, you racist white man. Nice tactic.
While providing a safe haven for well-established white supremacists. Because I got to tell you.
I'm sorry. While providing a safe haven for well-established white supremacists. Who are these white supremacists? Or are you just pulling that out of your butt? Are you just making that up? Are you just throwing stuff out there and saying nobody's going to question me because I'm an angry black woman? Okay, so now everybody's a white supremacist. They just sling that around all over the place. any white person who disagrees with critical race theory and all of this identity politics, obviously, is a white supremacist. Back in the day, we could identify those white supremacists. They were proud. But now, just simply saying, what? I don't want you teaching my kid about this. You're a white supremacist.
This old angry white man act is so played. The truth is, what's happening now is an evolution, and you are fighting for your power and privilege to not become fossilized while basking in the rays of your own non-existent cleverness and comedy bits circa 3 decades ago. And quite frankly, it's just offensive at this point. The country, like it or not, is changing in real time. And sadly, fake time with Bill Maher is not.
Whoa, man, this woman is a vile, vile racist, right? Do you, I mean, I know the word racist doesn't mean anything anymore because the left has watered it down to mean nothing. But if racist means anything, it means that woman, right? This entire attack is on Bill Maher because he's white. His alabaster perch, stay in your lane, white man. How dare you question the lived experiences of black people? How dare?
Yeah, so now let's flip that. Stay in your lane, black man, okay? How dare you question the history and the experience of a white man? You don't do that, boy. You shut your mouth, okay? This country is remaining white. It ain't going black. You know what I'm saying? That we don't want it mulatto. We don't want it all these mixed colors and stuff like that. We want it all white. So if you reverse that, everything this woman just said, and put that in a white man's mouth coming out and talking about black folks, they all would lose their minds. These folks are so hypocritical and a part of the problem that's keeping us from moving forward in regards to race relations. Here we go.
Dare you question the lived experience of that white guy named Bill Maher. by your own logic, you're saying one cannot ever criticize the opinions and actions of someone of another race, right? But that's exactly what you're doing. You're doing it on the basis of race. Even crazier, you'll very often hear the left say that there is this crazy conspiracy theory that the left wants to replace white people as a demographic in the United States, and that they're cheering it on as the process of immigration and things like that lead to a declining demographic. And that's a sick white supremacist conspiracy theory. She is the one articulating it. She's the one saying the demographics are changing. It's inevitable. You're losing your power. And that's good. This is evolution. You're ossifying. You're turning into a fossil on the basis of your race, and other races are gaining in power, and we're going to have a racial politics, and you just need to shut up and take it.
Now, that is true. They do use this. They say it all the time when Tucker talks about them trying to change the demographics by letting all these folks come on. You know what I'm saying? They always talk about, you know, you're afraid of changing the demographics. You guys are scared of us, people of color taking over. You want it to remain all white. Well, now she's talking about the same thing. Their self-awareness is not just non-existent at all. They don't even realize when they argue these points, they're simply showing us how stupid and hypocritical they are and how they're projecting. And only an idiot wouldn't catch it.
That is, I don't know of any, well, first of all, how many white supremacists are there in America? I don't know, like three, and they all work for the FBI. But I've never heard of a white supremacist articulating that alleged conspiracy theory nearly as clearly as that woman on MSNBC. Vile, vile politics. That's what she's saying to him. This is it. I don't think that she knows what she's saying. I think she is living in the unknown known, that this just theology is blinding her to the glaring prediction in what she's saying.
That's a point, y'all. The unknown known. I love it.
Or if it's not a contradiction, or if it's not hypocrisy, then it's just this double standard. Okay. And it's double standard along the lines of race and, to a lesser degree, sex in this,
so
this
case. Let's take a second to see what Bill Maher had to say, y'all.
Okay. We liberals always talk about how the right needs to rein in its crazies, but the left has some crazy reining in to do, too.
Voters of color need to be convinced. Polling, huge problem. People don't tell pollsters what they really think anymore. They fuck with them. Democrats who lost were centrists who nevertheless couldn't shake the radical label. So, you know, I talk a lot about wokeness on this show. I'm not a fan. I think it's an albatross. James Carville was here the other week saying the same thing. You think it's an albatross? And if so, how big an albatross around their necks?
I think that it's not something we should focus on. This is a fool's errand to go down that road.
But you're telling me my three-year-old coming home and saying he's a girl now, and I have to go along with that.
Oh, Bill Maher, you are barking up the wrong tree. This man now done went down that transgender road. And this man done broke it out and said, look, man, all this wokeness, folks ain't feeling this. Normal Americans are not trying to be censored and shamed and attacked by Antifa because they disagree with a man walking up in their bathroom with the tallywhackers out. But Bill Barr starts to call this out, and he in trouble.
It's right in my heart.
I want to tell people I could make AOC and Sanders disappear tomorrow, and guess what? The GOP would run the same damn message. Why? Because, you know, they are trying to brand us, the whole damn thing, as a socialist party because they understand where the electorate is. What? The electorate is the opposite of where Democrats
are. Well, maybe
is.
That would be a great thing for Democrats.
Not engaged.
Maybe it'd be good if the Democrats understood where the electorate is.
Now, Bill, what, you know what? You think they propped you up for you to be out there exposing the Democrats' weaknesses? I mean, are you kidding me? You know, no wonder they sent the black woman out there to attack you. But listen to this.
We have to match their messaging.
Okay, but I think I hear this a lot from Democrats. You know, we lost because we didn't get our message out. No, I think the problem is you did.
Yeah.
They heard you. They just don't like it.
Yes, he gets in trouble. He got in trouble for that one. Yes, we did get the message. The reason why we stiff-armed y'all is because we don't like the message. That's why usually they don't argue to support their policies. They use stuff like racism, identity politics, because if you had to get the message out and tell Americans why it makes sense for biological men to get in there and run against biological women or come in the bathrooms, if you had to get out there and argue why it makes sense to have an open border policy, folks will go, you can't convince me that that makes sense. So what do? Racist, xenophobe, homophobe, transphobe. Oh, I thought I was just a common sense American. That's why. They don't want folks like Bill Maher saying things like that. Now, is this dude conservative? No. But he at least in this application is able to call out the garbage, and that's why he's getting attacked too. Maybe one day he'll wake up and realize that the left don't like anybody who disagrees with them. Now, guys, we got another topic. Oh, shoot. Listen to this, y'all. See, this is what I'm talking. This is the stuff that the left is losing on.
Top trending article in USA Today makes bold claims. Conservatives want to ban trans girls. Now, that obviously is not the controversial part. The controversial part is the next sentence. Their evidence is shaky. Our evidence, of course, is that they're not girls. That's our whole evidence. But these guys here don't understand what evidence or science or arguments are. Conservatives want to ban transgender athletes from girls' sports. Their evidence is shaky. What do you think our evidence is? Now,
yeah, that's a good question. Because, first of all, they're saying we want to ban transgenders from competing in sports and stuff. And what is our evidence? Well, just like the lady that was inside the spa, and they would say, no, we can't do nothing. The law said we can't judge your transgender. She really woman. What woman? I determined that this is not a woman based on the penis that this person possesses. That's my evidence. But yet, here's this article trying to defend that and saying the evidence is flimsy. Really?
Now, what they mean, I want to be charitable. I don't want to just strawman this article. It's a very sick article. I believe they wrote this much about this obvious topic. Their evidence, they say, is that, you know, some of the men who, well, when we say transgender people, by the way, we mean men who are pretending to be women. Some of the men, you know, actually don't necessarily have this perfect advantage because of this level of hormones. I mean, for, just as a practical matter, they almost always win the sports. But, you know,
okay, so I'm not sure if I am lagging behind in YouTube or not. I'm seeing a lot of comments, and I'm not sure if these are comments that I need one in the present. Somebody who's watching right now, please respond and tell me if you're able to see me clearly so I can figure out what's going on. Wonder if he's on Rumble. Nope. No jab here. See, I could, as I'm reading this, you can tell it's delayed. It's delayed. I'm about to go kung fu fighting, y'all. No, never will. Okay, I can see you. Okay, there we go. Thank you. I can see you. All right. So apparently on some people's end, YouTube is kind of messing around. I don't know what's going on. We're going to figure it out, though. If I have to plug my phone directly into my server, Unbelievable.
But actually, the testosterone level is this, and because of that, that's not our evidence. That's not our evidence. The reason that men should not compete in girls' sports is not because they have an extra bit of testosterone, or their shoulders are broader, or their hips are narrower, or they're taller, or they're faster. The reason, the most basic reason, is that they're not girls in girls' sports.
Thank you for simplifying that, Michael. See, because for a second, I was about to get too deep, so deep that I went off the deep end. I'm sitting there like, now, you know what, now, on one end, you know, you got the drugs and the stuff, that stuff, but on the other end, how about let's simplify it? That's a man, these are women. Pretty simple. I've solved it.
Definition are for girls. So if you're not a girl, you shouldn't compete. You don't need to take any measurements. You don't need to draw any blood. You don't need to do any difficult calculations to understand that bit of evidence and that argument. But what the left does, because it is now so scientistic, is it doesn't understand what an argument is. It doesn't understand what philosophy is. It doesn't understand what arguments from human nature are. All it understands is this very sort of rigorous materialist physical process that then they kind of totally pervert in this way. I mean, just from a scientific perspective, Husky Hank is going to run faster than sweet little Helen, okay? That's just a fact. I don't need advanced degrees to know that. Only a scientist, only an intellectual could possibly think that that's a confusing or complicated question. But science, because it has been made into this idol by the left, it has to fulfill all the roles of philosophy, of religion, of the longings of the human heart, and so it gets perverted all the time.
So, in other words, what you're saying, Michael, all these eggheads out there trying to ponder and search deeply to find out, are biological men really men? And are they able to compete against these biological women? And it has no difference in regards to strength and speed and all of this stuff. You're telling me I'm smarter than them? You're telling me all I got to do is put my nerd glasses on and I have a better PhD than them? I'm able to sit here and say, okay, let me take a look at this. Oh, okay, I see penis, no penis. That right there is a man. There you go, that's a woman. So you go and run with the man, and you go over there with the women. Problem solved. But guys, this brings me to somebody I've been wanting to get my hands on ever since I heard this. Cori Bush.
Squad member Cori Bush setting off a new controversy as people across the nation celebrate Independence Day. Missouri Congresswoman tweeted this, quote, when they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember the freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen and black people still aren't free.
I'm about to go fuck wild, put my angry black man glasses on right about now. So listen to this. Now understand, y'all, this black lady right here, she was bragging about I'm a single mom and I done made it to one of the highest offices in the land. All of this wonderful blessings and opportunity for you as a black mother and a single mom to make it to one of those highest offices in the land. The way you repay all of those folks that voted for you and the country that you're supposed to be representing is saying that it's racist. And Independence Day wasn't for us. Now, here's my thought. If we wouldn't have gotten, you know, free from England, would America be what it is today? They don't understand cause and effect. Okay, granted, the independence, when it took place, had nothing to do with slavery. It was getting out of the rule of England. That contributed to eventually our complete freedom in America. Okay, England got different rules than we do here. And if you can tell me that no black folks fought in that war, then okay. I mean, maybe, but no. Black folks fought and died in that too, just like they did in the Civil War. But yet these folks act like none of that played a part. And that's why I got to tear her apart. Now, listen to this brother right here. Keep it 100% real. See, it's not just the fact that she said something like this, which is dumb. But now, as I let you hear what she said at another point, it's going to show you just how dumb she is. So it's not just what she said is dumb. She's dumb.
All the proof that you need that black people are free in this country is that you got elected when you don't even know what the hell you even talking about.
The wealthy should pay their fair share.
Yes, wealthy should pay their fair share.
What is a fair share? What percentage?
So you're saying that 40, you're saying that they're paying their fair share is what you're saying.
No, I'm asking what percentage is a fair share.
Their fair share, the same, if I'm paying, if a third of my money is going to taxes, then I think a third of their money should be going
it
to
does.
Taxes. Well, it does.
Oh, now how are you going to be in Congress? making laws and choices, and you up here talking about, well, it I didn't even freeze. I didn't freeze that. Yeah, that delay right there was her. That delay right there was her going, uh-oh, I done got out in the deep water and realized I can't swim. But yet you still got into Congress. With this video right here, would have ruined any other conservative politician. Here you are talking about changing taxes, and you don't know nothing about taxes. I'm not going to get out there and argue in areas that I am not a brush on. And liberal Democrats do that all the time because they don't expect pushback or follow-up questions. They go on to networks that are friendly and aren't going to expose them. And every blue moon, somebody will get hold of one of them and show that they are politicians for nothing. AOC got exposed right off grip when she was at the occupation of Palestine. Oh, actually, I must admit, I'm not really, and I'm going to see. These folks somehow got in Congress, and if this woman could get in Congress not knowing nothing and make it up there, and here she is on TV making all this money, and yet you're telling me that black folks are still not free. Here we go.
I'm trying to understand, because you realize the effective tax rate on the poor is less than it is on the rich, right?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not the poor.
What does that got to do with this? What does that have to do with this? Okay, first of all, I'm not the poor. What are you insinuating? You're saying he's bringing this up because what? He's calling you poor because you're just a black woman? No. He's talking about the difference between the rich and the poor, and all of you Democrats running around constantly saying the rich needs to get taxed more until y'all become rich. When y'all start making a whole bunch of money, it goes from we need to tax the millionaires and the trillionaires to all of a sudden just the billionaires. And see, you exclude yourself. But now here she is talking about, yeah, let's tax them, and don't even know what the tax codes are.
I'm very close to that line, but I'm not the poor.
Okay, so the effective tax rate on the effective tax rate on the middle class,
okay,
is less than it is on the rich, okay, correct? What fair share would you like to change the tax rate to on the wealthiest what percentage of Americans so it's a fair share?
So let's say the wealthy 1% could pay, let's say if they pay, let's just give them 45%.
Okay, just winging it. I mean, out there, like, let's just say, let me see, Jimmy, you know what? How's 45% look? She's in Congress. This woman is in Congress. And yet, here she is saying that black folks in America still isn't free. You are in Congress and doing nothing but dividing folks. You're representing a country that you don't like. You're spewing lies on national TV by telling black folks we're not free, as you somehow finagled your way all the way up to Capitol Hill. You're welcome to leave and go become a congresswoman in Africa, Saudi Arabia, somewhere like that. See how far you get up that chain there in those free countries, right?
My reaction is I just shake my head and move on. What Corey tweeted was ridiculous. First of all, yes, July 4th, independence and celebrate the freedom of this nation from British tyranny.
My man represents Republican Biden.
So the celebration, we should all say that. But number two, black people are free in America. That is what has happened since 1865. Oh. That is the state of play in 2021 America. So I look at her tweet, I shake my head, I don't agree. And to be truthful, most black people just don't agree with that. And most people don't agree with that. We live in the greatest country in the world. More black people have accomplished and achieved more wealth here in the United States than any other country in the world. We should actually celebrate that and celebrate, frankly, the birth of the greatest nation man's ever known.
Now, how is that, y'all? How is it that this racist country where black people still aren't free, they're walking around in chains? And yes, to a degree, I understand what she's saying. She don't even realize. By thinking that way, she's enslaved to stinking thinking. By making sure that other black folks continue to think that way, you're letting me know not only are you free, not and you know, not free in your head, but you're trying to keep other slaves not from being not free either. Because my point is, okay, how do you get to a point where you're at, but tell all the rest they can't? I just don't get that. You're not even able to see the irony in what you're saying while telling all of us you're not free. Black people aren't free. And yet you done finagled your way through all of that racism. You done got all the way up to Massa's house and you in master's house and telling all the other slaves, y'all still ain't free. As you're eating nice, tasty chicken, as you're eating macaroni and cheese, as you tasting and inhaling all of that sweet potato pie, and every once in a while, you go out there and mingle amongst all the real slaves talking about y'all still ain't free. Y'all's got it bad. How are you going to tell all the black folks that's telling these other black folks, y'all can be free, I'm free, I got free, come with us. But you got folks like her saying, yous ain't free. Y'all need to stay here on this here plantation. Yes, you are enslaved. Yes, you are helping keep other black folks enslaved to stinking thinking. Keeping them right on that Democrat plantation, keeping them mad for nothing, keeping them blocking themselves from being successful as you became successful. Disgusting. And my man right here is calling it out.
Congressman, it is certainly divisive, those sorts of comments. Does the vice president or other leaders have a responsibility to push back on her tweet? I mean, after all, the vice president of the United States is African-American, so how can she say that black people still are not free?
I agree with you. I think that they should ask her. They should ask her about what Corey said. They should ask President Biden about what Corey said. You know, I find it interesting that Republicans are always having to answer questions about what one of our members said. They should be having to answer questions about what Corey said yesterday.
Good point. Now, before I even get into that, anybody who's watching me right now on YouTube and, you know, seeing that it's glitching up and freezing up, I see right now the number of people who's watching. They done drug that down. They're messing with it. It's a mess. Follow me also on Facebook because the live stream up top seems to be working perfectly. So if you haven't followed me on Facebook, my Facebook username is Kevin Scorner. You can follow me, send me a friend request. I'll try to accept as many as I can. This way you can see it unbroken, unglitched, and all of that. I watch it right after I get finished to try to see what it's looking like because to me it's clear. Okay. But you never know. Once I watch it, I'll see what you guys are seeing. So we'll see. So you're welcome to follow me also on my Facebook page as well. Okay. So now let's go ahead and try to dissect Cori Bush as this brother right here keeps it real. Because as he was saying, every time a Republican says anything remotely controversial, they run to them and stick a mic in their face. Like a couple weeks ago when that lady, I forget her name, was talking about the comparing the brown shirts and all of that, this vaccination stuff with, you know, how they set the Jews up. And everybody got mad, went and stuck that mic in every Republican face. Do you condemn? But nobody's doing that to her.
Everybody knows it is outlandish. It is ridiculous. That tweet just makes no sense at all. It flies in the face of the reality that the vast majority of Americans, frankly, all Americans, see every single day.
This is not her first controversy. Back in May, she called mothers birthing people. And in June, called for reparations. Is she and her squad a problem for Democrats, in your opinion, come November 2022?
Oh, yeah, big time. They are a big problem. The Democrats know this. That's why they're starting to pull back off of some of this rhetoric because they know that independent voters and yet even Democrat voters don't support this kind of stuff.
They don't.
Most people want in our country is to have a free country, which we already have, where people live in harmony and peace, which we already do have right now. That's what people want. They want a nice tax environment. They want their kids to be able to grow up and learn and be educated appropriately. They don't want to constantly live in this divisive environment.
No,
I think that Corey's comments and the comments of her colleagues in the squad definitely hurt Democrat prospects in about 18 months.
Now, thank you, brother. Have you seen a worse group of folks when it comes down to being positive? They're horrible. They are what I call party poopers. These folks right here are in a constant state of anger, division, victimization, and they thrust and project that garbage on society, and then they talk about we're trying to bring harmony and unity. And yet, it is a lost cause. You will never take the place of God. You will never be able to control the minds of every person in America so they don't have bad thoughts, so they don't have disagreements with each other, so there's not one smidge of racism just sprinkled into somebody's mind. The bottom line is if this stuff ain't showing up in big numbers, if this mess isn't dominating our society, what are you talking about? If this mess isn't prevalent like it was back when real racism took place, when all of this stuff was big issues,
brought forth by the Democrat Party. Always have to put that disclaimer in there. If it ain't looking like that, what are you doing? You are going to constantly be mad, and so will everybody else. You can't tell me you love the country and you're fighting for all of this while you're seeing people ripping each other's throats out because you guys are making them mad for nothing. So now this dude finishes it, but before we go, I'm going to go ahead and have to let y'all hear somebody who knows what's really going on in regards to all of this oppression and systemic racism. Listen, let's finish this up and then we'll move on.
For the life of me, I'm just even trying to understand where stuff like this, this thought process even comes from. Because in our normal, ordinary lives, whether it's school, whether it's sports, you know, whether it's trying to get a job, whether it's moving through your career, we are free to do those things. But her connotation of what she's saying is that people are still in chains. It's just not true. Like, it's not true, factually. Look at your life. Look around you. You're a congresswoman in the United States, for God's sake. Come on, let's be honest.
Thank you, Byron. I mean, he said we just want to be what?
We're just ordinary people. We just want to be free.
That's all we want. We don't want to be walking around always looking over our shoulder for nothing. This woman had the nerve to say we are still not free and gave no explanation. None whatsoever. Just threw it out there. And folks that support this garbage, all you have to do is look out the window. All you got to do is realize I'm living in my house or apartment. Were slaves living in that? They were in back houses. They were out in the barn, maybe even out in the middle of the field, just sleep on the fair ground. But yet, the fact that you have a house, a car, you're able to travel, you're going to stores. No one said, there's a free one right there, must have got off the plantation. Get a man. Nothing like that happens. So for you to say, I'm going to believe what she said and not my own eye, my own experiences, then you, my friend, are a victim of gaslighting. And I'm talking the worst type, the type that will believe something that your own eyes and ears do not see and hear. But guys, sometimes it takes somebody with some real experience to bring it home, which brings me to this lady. Now, I featured her a while ago on another live stream. This is a while back. I almost forgot about her. But they brought her back on Fox to address this. Now, here's a woman from North Korea. She escaped real slavery, and she's about to let everybody have it.
Joining me now, Youngmi Park, North Korean defector. Youngmi, thank you very much for coming in. It's an honor to talk to you. Now, you have actual real experience, living experience with slavery. So nobody's in a better position to judge that last remark from an American congresswoman than you. Weren't you actually sold into slavery at one point?
Yes. When I escaped North Korea at 13 years old, in 2007, I crossed the Fuzhou River into China, and Chinese people sold me as a sexual slave for less than $300.
Don't hear that? Here's a woman who escaped for her life, real slavery, real bondage, got into China and got sold for $300 into some more slavery. It says that we're not free here.
And they sold my own mother for less than $100.
Unbelievable.
Eventually, I
sold her own mother for less than $100. Huh. Let me see something here. See if I can get y'all together.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's see if it kicks back in with Facebook. People saying I'm still buffering. I'm telling you, man, I want to pick the phone up and throw it straight out the window. Now, here she is. She's saying that she was sold into slavery in China for $300. Her mother was sold into slavery for like $100. And yet our women over here, like Cori Bush in Congress, is talking about some dang going, you know what, we ain't free. Our women over here are marching around with vaginas on their head, talking about women's rights. All these angry black folks and angry white liberals are talking about the oppression of America. All these angry young adults are being interviewed saying, I hate the country. How about send you over there with them? But let's listen to her.
Yeah, eventually I had to cross the frozen desert, Gobi Desert, into Mongolia. Oh. That's how I became free.
So what do you make of a U.S. congresswoman who has risen to the level of U.S. congresswoman, getting paid $200,000 or so a year, suggesting that the United States is depriving people of their freedom? What do you make of that?
That's a completely lie. Think about who are the most famous Americans. When I was in South Korea, the books that I read about Americans were actually Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama. And if this country actually oppresses the people and enslaves the people, how those two women are the billionaires and the most famous women in human history?
And y'all, she making me hear what she said. She said that's a complete lie. You got Oprah, the Winfrey, a billionaire. You got Michelle Obama. She said if that was true, how did these two women become the most famous women in history? Famous women in history. I'm starting to love y'all. Wait a minute.
I ain't got no money.
Doom, 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 doom.
I'm not worth a love that God's thing now.
What?
And it's kind of funny.
Doom, 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 doom.
But you always seem to let me down.
What?
And I get discouraged.
Doom, doom, doom. Do, do, do. She's making me fall in love, y'all.
Don't want to pressure you, baby. But all I ever wanted to do, I wanted to do stuff.
Do, do, do. Yeah, y'all. Okay, here we go. Let's get back to her. She's making me
sing.
I just thinking, you think of all the hundreds of thousands of people who literally are giving up their entire life in order to come to this country. Many Africans, by the way, whose skin color is just as the same as any African American, but they give it up to come here. Would they be coming willingly to a slave state?
Good question. See, because somebody says stream is now down, Kev. Knuckle sandwich to YouTube. Knuckle sandwich to YouTube. I'm making a video just against them. As soon as I get off this stream.
Biggest irony that I saw in America, this is the only country that I saw people complain so much about it and refuse to leave, right?
Oh my goodness. Did she just say what I've been saying? She said this is the only country that she see folks complain so much about but still refuse to leave. Y'all,
from the first moment I saw you, I knew you were the one. Then I never had to come. I was rapping till the sun came up.
That's what I'm doing right now. This woman said, how y'all gonna be over here wimping and whining and still here? This right here exposes the hypocrisy. This right here exposes the lie. Something so simple as this statement. So simple as the fact that this woman fled for her very life because the circumstances were that bad. You don't risk your life to get away from something. If it's not worse than, you know, the outcome, you're going to say, wait a minute. If I'm going to risk my life running, that means my life must be at more risk for staying. She said, this is do or die. Either I'm going to get killed in North Korea eventually, or I'm going to get killed trying to be free. And yet you have Cori Bush saying some garbage like we still ain't free, but you keep your nasty crooked toes up here in America, making us all miserable. You drag those nasty crooked toes up to Capitol Hill all the time, waste money, divide the country, and get paid doing nothing, all of that, and you up here talking about some we still ain't free. If this was the case, you would do what this lady did. If this was the case, all of these black folks like the angry black dude we listened to in the beginning talking about some we got to accept the reality that America's racist, that angry black woman who got on there going after Bill Maher, all of them, all of these folks, LeBron James, all of them would be booking down to the nearest shore, jumping on some boat or some plane to escape with their lives. But for some reason, they stick here in America, making us all miserable while making millions of dollars. A lot of that money coming from white folks who they claim is systemically racist and want all of them to accept that. Yeah, accept that you are a racist while you buy my shirts, while you buy my jerseys, while you buy my shoes. This is delusion. This is projection and it's idiocracy right here, guys. And this woman's experience highlights the contrast. This is what really trying to get away from oppression, slavery, and racism looks like in real time, in our modern day context. This was not back in the day during slavery, which none of these black folks is talking about, we ain't free, lived in.
They have not experienced none of that. They have not even went through civil rights movement like Martin Luther King and all them went through. And yet here they are talking about we ain't free. America's systemically racist. All of that mess. Ain't went through nothing. This is a testimony in real time. A living testimony. Not you opening up some book going, all right, slavery was rough back then. Yes, you read about it and you say, man, that's messed up. I can't even imagine. But you don't say, now let me bring that up here to the current time that we're living in, unless you're evil and you want to use that history to manipulate folks in real time. But a woman like this shows you that you're disingenuous and all of this mad anger and all that stuff is garbage compared to somebody who are really going through it. So, lady, finish up. Make me sing to you again.
In North Korea, it was actually an oppressive regime, and that's why I escaped my life. I did everything I can to be free and escape. These people who complain how oppressive and systemically corrupt this country is, they are not leaving this country. They are staying here.
No!
I heard she sang a good song. I heard she had a sound. And so I came to see her.
Y'all hear this woman? Man, she's making me faint.
And that is the thing, like, if you truly believe that, why didn't go to North Korea? They don't leave. They just stay. And I hope that there's one day we can switch these people and the people, we can accept those people who can actually appreciate what this country stands for.
Now,
I love her. I love her. She said their butts are still staying right here in the country. Right here in the country. And say, you know what? I hope one day we can switch these people. We can swap all these angry folks. All these privileged folks who are really experiencing American privilege, that's why they're saying these things, because they're born during a time and in a country that they don't have the real life experience of all of the stuff that they're talking about, so they got to embellish. They got to make it up. They got to imagine it. She doesn't. She lived it. And she said, you know what? How about we swap y'all out? How about we send y'all to North Korea and then see you escape real slavery for your life? I love this lady, y'all. You know what?
All you got to do is just walk away and pass me by. Don't acknowledge my smile. Oh. I try to say hello to you, girl.
Do you worry that you know very well about the woke generation? You had experienced it in college here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Do you worry that the so-called woke censorship that we're experiencing now is going in the direction of the country that you came from?
Yes, it is very alarming. Even right now, right at this point, whatever I write on Twitter, it's all get shadow banned. Twitter says it's a sensitive content.
What? Now, here's an Asian woman. Is this Asian hate? Is this discrimination against this Asian woman who escaped real slavery? Uh-huh. This Asian woman who just simply won't be a victim. An Asian woman who actually loves this country more than some of these Americans do. So that's why you're shadow banning her, because she won't tote that line, just like y'all do to us black conservatives. That's crazy. But yet, I thought, y'all love minorities. You know what's crazy? I've seen some of the comments y'all were saying, you know what? I would swap her out for those, because she did, man. I would love to see these folks sit somewhere else and bring some folks in to love. I would swap one of her out for about a good cool 3 or 4 million of these raggedy anti-American folks. 1 for 3 million. If we can get about, let's see, 100 of these folks who appreciate our country, which would equal about getting rid of all of these. Get them out of here, man. Bring some folks who love the country. Now, I'm not saying kick folks out, so let's just say. I don't want to blow up one day. We got some footage of you saying you should get rid of America. No, I'm saying this. If you hate the country that bad, then you would flee just like her. If our country was that bad, you would do what she did. But since you're not doing that, how about you shut your mouth and stop making us all miserable and let me finish hearing this lovely lady. from North Korea. Break this down.
I mean, the mainstream media and the social media, their censorship is unthinkable. I mean, first thing I learned in North Korea as a young girl was my mom teaching me that don't even whisper. The birds and mice could hear me. Now in America, millions of Americans are worrying about saying the wrong thing. So they are afraid to be canceled. And
wait a minute. So let me see. It takes somebody who knows real censorship. It takes somebody who comes from a socialist or communist regime and a real oppressive regime to recognize the signs of this. See, if I'm suffering from some disease, I care if you might have cancer, I'm really quick to listen to somebody who had cancer. Somebody come in, yeah, man, when I first realized I had lung cancer, I start feeling this sensation. I'm like, well, I'm listening. Folks should be listening to this lady. All of these dudes and dudettes who's jumping on board with the big tech censorship, who thinks it's okay to go after conservatives because they don't like what they say. They don't realize the setup. She does. She recognizes it. She does because she came from a place with real censorship, real oppression, real communism, a real totalitarian regime. But not these privileged folks here in America. Not these American privileged folks who's running around making up racism. Finish here, little lady.
This is where we are going into. But North Korea, I mean, there's no execution, but we are definitely in that direction. And if we don't stop, we are going to end up like North Koreans.
Y'all hear that? She said, we're not at the point of where they're doing executions. Now, understand, this lady came from a country that if you disagree with the government, you were executed. If you disagree with the government, your families were punished too, two or three generations in prison. Yet, Cori Bush says to all of us, black folks in America are still not free. Now, you want to talk about what delusion is? Well, Donald Trump is a dictator. Not one lying behind politician, lying behind news commentator was drug out and killed for lying on Trump. Not one of them were condemned to working in some rice field. Not one of them had their families persecuted, tormented, or killed for spreading lies against the regime. Not one of them. They were free to spew their propaganda. The squad who pushed all of this garbage, not one of them disappeared. They're still running around, wreaking havoc. All of these black folks, like LeBron James, who's living in multiple mansions, probably big cars, all of that fame, riches, being protected by those systemically white police officers. Not one of those big, rich, black basketball players were snatched up because they were making a little too much money and spoke out against Trump and hated the big regime because he's a tyrant. He's a tyrannical leader. He should have swept in, and LeBron, in the middle of going up for a layup, should have been tackled. Big for nothing should have been tackled in the middle about the dunk, not by other basketball players, but by sent. What? He said, what about me? Go drag his big for nothing tail out of here and send him off somewhere, and we won't hear from him no more. We'll make an example out of big for nothing. Okay, you can't miss that example. It's big. Big for nothing. But yet this dude's still running around complaining about racism. These people they can't recognize real tyranny because they never lived through it. They can't recognize real discrimination, racism, so they make it up. And because most of our generation at this point have no idea